All right, it's time for our next and final talk. Robert Hensing is going to talk about LeakSOps 4. He's going to give a bit longer introduction of himself. Round of applause for the speaker, please. And have a little time.
All right, yeah, so this is about LeakSOps 4, the why, what, and a little bit of how. I'm Robert Hensing. I've created Hercules CI. I'm on the Nix steering committee in the Nix team, and I work on these projects, the modular services and single package fixed point, like small things that I'm currently paying a bit of attention to. So if you're interested, you can talk to me about those. And this talk is about LeakSOps 4. And that's work that's sponsored by the Fair Diversity Project, which is these organizations. And they're a really cool project, because I think, I've highlighted this. This is from the website. So what I try and do is provide tooling for hosted cloud services. So this is not like home lab stuff, but more for hosting providers. It's all based on NixOS. And it's about, I think, a pretty like sort of civilizational topic, especially in like recent days. About making social media sovereign. Is Kun in the room? So there's also a sub grant program.
If you're in
like half a minute, if you, or in the end, yeah, that's fine. Yep. Good. So LeakSOps 4. What is it? It's a deployment tool. You should know that it is still a work in progress. This is like very early stages, and I would not recommend to use it. It's very unfinished. It's the successor to NixOps, and it combines a few concepts. I wouldn't say that it's novel, but it integrates a couple of ideas that make it work really well for deployments. So why? You might have heard of NixOps, and NixOps 1 is a tool for deploying NixOS systems. It does provisioning. It can deploy secrets for you, and also has a bit of support for doing some things around that, like adding DNS entries in some cloud provider or whatever, which that kind of works, but it never really took off. And it had a bit of trouble around testing and CI. Because that was basically just a bit underdeveloped. So it was hard to maintain because of that. And it means that pull requests got stuck. And basically the project failed. It's still bad. I think also part of the reason was the code base. It was written in Python, which is probably fine. It's an okay language. I'm personally not much of a fan. But I noticed that a lot of other contributors had sort of the same thoughts, and probably part of this was caused by the way it was set up. It had some tooling set up in the repo to add types, but the way it was set up, it was causing some issues that people thought their PR was bad or something, even if it was actually fine. It caused a lot of friction. And the main issue why I thought that this had to be a rewrite is the way it integrated with Nix. It called the evaluator twice, which is both too few times and too many, right? Because you might think, just call it once and it should be fine, right? But if you have a deployment that has some interdependencies, you might not have all the information at the right time. So you potentially need, unbounded, I guess, but finite number of invocations to make that work. Integrating through the Nix CLI is just not the way to go. And that means large architectural changes to implement that. So, before that, there was an effort to solve some of the problems in NixOps with plugins, but that turned the whole thing into a multi-repo setup, and that actually makes things even harder to change. So I have to apologize for this picture. This is the way it works, right? You have a superclass and some subclasses, but the superclass is in one repo, the subclasses are in another. You have these two Nix integrations. It was a mess.